the 2013 Florida legislative session is officially in the books as lawmakers successfully passed a $74.5 billion state budget, as well as several important bills, many of which focus on ag-related issues. Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam recognized the House and Senate in a press release for passing a budget that will allow the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to continue its mission to support Florida's $100 billion agricultural industry, protect natural resources, and maintain a consistent water supply. One of the main highlights in the budget was the $9.5 million to support research in the fight against citrus greening. The majority of that, $8 million, is for research, while the remaining is to expand budwood and germplasm facilities and to respond to citrus pests. Some other noteworthy funding items included $1 million to implement water supply planning as outlined in Senate Bill 948, which directs the department to partner with statewide water management districts to have consistent estimates on agricultural water needs. There was $9 million to support Everglades restoration by treating agricultural stormwater runoff through public-private partnerships, and $3 million to implement best management practices in the northern Everglades. There is also continued funding of $3.6 million to eradicate giant African land snails in South Florida, which pose a serious health risk to humans and have the potential to devastate Florida agriculture. The Florida Forest Service received about $4 million in appropriations to upgrade technology and equipment to enable them to continue protecting Florida's land and citizens from wildfires. And as part of House Bill 7125, the department will receive $400,000 to improve oyster production through reef restoration in Apalachicola Bay, where the famed oyster beds have been devastated. And just a note before we wrap that the University of Florida Institute for Food and Agricultural Sciences also did well, receiving an increase in funding as well as some new funding for research. Be sure to log on to our website at southeastagnet.com to find all of our archived 2013 legislative news coverage. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.